Welcome back to the show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe cuffing season has already begun. And yeah. That's going to end after Valentine's Day. So
I want to break down.
I'm looking for a guide here. Go ahead, do your thing.
I want to break down the schedule because we are well in the midst of it.
Yeah.
So cuffing season, the schedule. The scouting began August 1st to the end of August. You're looking for that one person. Summer's winding down. Now we kind of trickling into the potentials and talks of maybe possibly finding someone.
More people right now, more than ever, they're coupling up.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying in. They're spending time together. It's getting colder outside.
So then we hit into drafting season, the drafting portion of couple season or cuffing season, excuse me. And that's the month of September. So you pick your top candidates and you kind of decide on who it is. And then
everybody's a free agent.
And then the month of October, that's tryouts. So you go on your many first dates. You kind of narrow down who you're vibing with. November, which is where we are now, we're in the preseason. So you get a little more serious with one or two people. And then next month, December 1st to January 15th, is officially cuffing season. You have picked your best match. You're exclusive for the holidays. Then you're into the playoffs from January 16th to February 13th. And then the championship game of Valentine's Day. You're going to actually move forward with this person and be in a relationship. A lot of people don't make it all those steps, but...
No, they may last until summer when it starts to get warmer out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's in a sundress and it's like game over. It's got to just be our parents listening to this compared to how dating was for them. Are just flabbergasted.
And I think it's so funny and it's so amazing because we have our Gen Z correspondents in the room with us who are immersed in all things college.
Jackie and Hannah.
Jackie goes to Geneseo and Hannah goes to NAS. And I'm just curious, are the scheduling layouts of what I just said accurate for what's happening on campus right now?
So actually, no, not at all.
Oh.
It's actually really funny that you say that.
She's like, actually, let's dismiss all of it.
Okay.
Pop what off. Happened?
So actually, it's the complete opposite. So last weekend, it was obviously Halloweekend, as we call it in college.
Yeah.
And so a lot of couples were out and about and doing their things. And I was coming in from being outside, and this girl was standing outside of my dorm. And I said, do you need to be let in?
Yeah, what's good with you?
Like, girl, all you gotta do is swipe the key.
Right.
And
did you ever, you know her?
No, I had no idea who she was. So I was like, maybe she's just like struggling. I don't know. And she was like, could you let me in? I'm looking for my boyfriend. Do you know him? I was like, no. Like, but do you want me to let you in so you can find him? And she was like, actually, he doesn't go here. He's visiting his friends. And I can't find him. I was like, well, you go here. So you've got to know the campus.
Oh, she's tracking him down.
She's tracking him down. She doesn't go here.
Well, where's she from?
Neither of them go there.
Neither of them go here.
So they're just wreaking havoc in Geneseo.
Yes, and she found him because she was stalking his Life 360.
Not the Life 360.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So Life 360 has to be on both phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an
just,
app you have
It's
to
just
have.
A GPS.
It's Correct. Basically Find My Friends, but it's a different app. So you end up finding him?
After so many trials and tribulations,
And
turns out that he was in a parking lot cheating. But the thing is, not to come. They were supposed to have plans, and then he was like, actually, don't come. And
for good reason! Yeah, and she showed up anyways.
No.
Oh, naughty, naughty, naughty. Oh,
yeah, it was so bad.
So she's
cheating in a van in a parking lot.
Really? How did she find him?
I found him.
With the Life 360 app.
With the Life 360.
He's not as smart. He didn't turn that off.
Yeah. Well, I guess I think that he wanted to be found, honestly.
What?
I think
How do you figure?
Because do you really think he's like that stupid to not turn off his location?
Well, he's a college student,
he's
so yeah.
Blackout drunk.
I don't know.
No offense.
So, I mean...
Respectfully,
of course. The cuffing season, obviously, is uncuffing.
So, were you there when she found him?
Yeah.
You were there.
I was there. Chaos? And I stood there because I didn't know this guy. I didn't know this girl. I was like, this could get violent. I'm not going to leave her here.
Right.
So I just stood there until they figured it out. But I was like, ugh.
So did he get out of the vehicle with another girl?
No. So
she stayed in the vehicle.
She called him. She was like, I found you. Like, get out here. And so he walked and kind of met her halfway.
Mm. Yeah.
And then.
So awkward.
It was so awkward.
That's bad. That's really bad. And what about your roommates and stuff? Are they?
Oh, so actually, that's also really funny you say that, because my roommate had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then I actually sat up on her call of her breaking up with him yesterday. Sat in on the room.
Oh my lord, the drama. Yeah,
it's uncuffing season.
This is the second time they broke up in a week.
Yeah,
I just want to put that out there.
If you guys are just tuning in right now, Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy, we're talking about cuffing season. And this starts to take place every October. It's like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will come to an end after Valentine's Day. Clearly, getting these stories from our intern Jackie here, this is not the case when it comes to a lot of college students right now.
Right.
They are misbehaving.
Yes, they are. They are not following the protocol, now, the schedule.
Jackie, real quick, let me go over to Hannah. Intern Hannah, so you live with three other girls. There's four of you. Yes. I know you're single and ready to mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Is cuffing season something that you look forward to? Is this important to you? Do you have any prospects?
I don't have any prospects, so I don't. It must not be true. All of my friends are in relationships, so I'm kind of patient zero. They're waiting to see if cuffing season works for me.
Well, what about intern Zach?
Yeah, what about that?
We got to set that dinner up for you guys. This might be the perfect opportunity.
We got to schedule this season.
To get hitched.
In time for cuffing season.
Time for cuffing season, yeah. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't know if you know our boy Zach. Once you're in it with him, you're in it for life.
All right.
You're not going anywhere.
You're cuffed for life.
That feels cool and calm and... I'm not nervous at all.
No, we'll set that date up with you. We're gonna basically, and I know he called. This was a couple weeks ago. We're mm-hmm. setting this up. We're gonna set a beautiful dinner up for you
in the conference room
here at
and
work.
When we say dinner, we mean a late lunch because I'm not staying here past noon.
Yeah, we'll get her here past noon. We will, but everything's gonna be planned out for you guys. It's gonna be a very romantic evening. We'll just say that
candles,
everything.
I'm thinking a string quartet, but I mean, a girl can dream. So
yeah. So going back to Jackie real quick, what's the end result here? What happened?
Both of them broke up.
Cheater's cheat, you know? Shoot or shoot.
It was so bad. He was textbook manipulator. Like, I want to study him. It was insane.
His brain should be used for science.
How so?
So something that I like to do is I like to jokingly gaslight my friends.
Yeah.
And so I'll quite literally say, like, I'm sorry you feel that way, but that's not how it happened. He said that to her seriously.
Oh, really?
So he's totally... like, you were in the car with another girl. He's like, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's not how it happened.
Yeah.
The girl's legs out the window.
I saw her. Who?
Yeah.
The girl that's in your car. What girl?
Opens totally. The door. She's not there.
Gaslighting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. The college drama, man. I didn't get any of that at MCC.
You didn't. Not as a commuter.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.